everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. Hey guys, so we got some great news. After 5 years of advocating for our kids to see Michelle Obama, two of our students were on stage with Michelle Obama. Raquel Guerrero was selected and introduced by Don Cheadle. Did I say the name right?
Yeah, War okay. Machine, that's right.
Raquel shared she is going to Riverside City College and hopes to be a paramedic to save lives. Mark Corona, also a senior, enlisted in the Marines, got introduced by Sophia Bush. He announced he is proud to serve his country. He got a hug from Sophia Bush, and both of our students got to hug Michelle Obama, and that made me cry. I was so excited for them. Then Mark stops the show, gives a thank you to his school and recruiter. They are both great kids. I was cheering so loud for them, I didn't even hear them speak. Her whole section was yelling. I'm sure your section was yelling, too.
Oh, yeah. As soon as they announced what high school he was from.
Yeah, we had about 200 Nor Vista people with us. It was a lot of fun, not only to be there, but to witness two of our students out of the five on stage. And Mark and Raquel made Michelle Obama's Instagram story. They also made, he made Sophia Bush's Instagram story, and she gave him a shout out. Mark was so excited about that.
Yeah.
We got some audio for you guys. So Mark got to meet Laura Moreno at College Signing Day, and she gave some shout outs to some of our students. So you'll get to hear that audio. KGGI Radio has been a huge support. They're the local radio station in the Inland Empire. They came to our school that morning, 6 in the morning, and they were recording some of us as we were heading off, and then they recorded the audio live on the radio later. And they sent us the audio and gave us permission to use it so you guys could listen to that. So we had a great time. The traffic was horrible getting out there.
That's totally expected. Morning. You know what? And I'm not going to criticize anything too much because that's not what we're trying to do here. But like, yeah, just the traffic to get out of where we're from to get into LA. I noticed even buses that were from LA were as late as we were.
Yeah, everybody was late, but it was totally worth it. We all made it, and our kids were so happy. Just watching their faces and the joy that they had from all the work they put in advocating to see Michelle Obama. And then they got to see celebrities that they've watched on TV or that they've watched on YouTube.
Or in the movies.
Or the movies, yeah. Some of the big celebrities were Usher, John Legend, Sophia Bush, Lala, Laura Moreno.
Don Cheadle, Conan O'Brien.
Yes, there were a ton of people, and it was an energy in the room that it's hard to describe. But we're also happy for three students from Val Verde Unified. The students attend Rancho Verde High School. We saw on their social media that they got to meet a couple celebrities. I think it was Conan O'Brien and John Legend. And they got accepted to UCLA, so shout out to them. Also across our county, there were different districts that attended. About 1,000 people from Riverside got to see Michelle Obama. So shout out to Alvord Unified, Banning, Beaumont, Coachella Valley, Corona Norco, Desert Centered, Desert Sands, Hemet Unified, Harupa Valley, Lake Elsinore, Merino Valley, Marietta Valley, Newview Union, Palm Springs, Paris Union, Riverside Unified, Romaland, San Jacinto, Temecula Valley, and Val Verde Unified School Districts. And also, it's pretty amazing. Seeing Dr. White, our county superintendent, she was all over social media mingling with the celebrities. She's pretty amazing. I saw pictures of her with, I think it was Usher and John Legend. So thank you, Judy White, for all you do for our county.
Yeah. You know, I talked to some of the kids later that day and kind of the next day, and they were still super excited at everybody that they got to see. I think it was, I don't know, I viewed it very much like a concert. Like, I knew I wasn't going to meet Michelle Obama, but it was, like, neat to be in the room with her there, and the energy, like you said, was kind of off the charts. And just the kids were just so excited for not only for her but all the celebrities. And I had a few of them actually tell me that they were pretty inspired by what she was saying. And one even told me, a graduate, because we had some graduates with us and some people that have helped us along the way in our journey to get here. She actually told me, you know what, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear what she said. It was really, really inspiring. So I took that and I was like, wow, that's cool. That it still, you know, resonates even while you're in college. You know,
yeah,
that she's giving.
Yeah, it just continues to inspire people, even adults. And yeah. One of our students, he had told me the day before that people like us, like people coming from low-income areas don't ever get to experience that. And so he just was so grateful. And we call Mark our little celebrity now because he's just been all over the place on different celebrities, Instagram stories and Twitter. But there was a lot of people that helped us along the way, and we couldn't have done it without them. Of course, we want to thank Michelle Obama, Reach Higher, Better Make Room, the Riverside County Office of Education, Dr. White, Catalina Cifuentes, Sherry Cunningham, the Press Enterprise, Carrera Tours, KDGI Radio, the entire staff and students at Norda Vista High School, and our whole community. There were a ton of national, local, and state leaders that stepped up to help us. We love you guys for supporting a crazy dream to help our kids see their favorite first lady.
Yeah, I'm glad that we were able to give back to a lot of those people that helped us by having them attend too. So that was always, that was kind of neat. I've never seen so many donuts in my life.
I know, we got donuts for the kids. A lot of people helped out. And the following day, which we had a lot of fun too, on May 2nd, we had our own signing day at Norda Vista, and that was a blast. The kids did a great job helping, and so did the staff. We did a college military march, and they got to walk the red carpet, get some prizes, and do their own college military signing in front of the 9th and 10th graders. Thank you to Avid and ASV and everyone that helped us that day.
Yeah, that it went off really well. I mean, this is the second one. No, the third one we've done. How many have we done?
This is our third.
The third? Yeah. Just keeps getting bigger. And I don't want to say easier by any means, because I know how much work went into it. But it went quicker. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, it does.
The whole thing went quicker because it was so much more organized. It just keeps getting better, you know, with the organization as we kind of see what works and what needs to be tweaked and what will make it easier to get everybody where they're supposed to be. I thought it went well. And then I had to leave early. I had to leave early, but from what I saw, it went really well.
Yeah, one of our students, Yesenia Preza,
two of our students.
Well, going back to Yesenia, she got a Reach Higher Club recognition from Assembly Member Cervantes for all her work with the Reach Higher Club. And then, yeah, going back to two of the students, shout out to Avid. They got two scholarship winners for Kiwanis. So you were rushing off to go see those winners at the awards ceremony afterwards.
Yeah, I had to change real quick and then took off. And then a lot of kids, I took a little heat for that because a lot of kids were looking to take pictures with me. And it was like, all of a sudden, you just disappeared. I'm like, you knew you guys had to, you know, I had to go.
Yeah, and it's funny because the mascot from UCR was there, Scotty the Bear.
Yeah.
And even though the kids weren't going to that college, they still were taking pictures with him and they loved him. He was a lot of fun. He was really engaging and messing with the rival schools. So shout out to UCR for helping us out with that.
Hey, I got a lot of love for UCR. We know that.
Yeah. And there was a quote that Michelle Obama had said that I'd like everyone to hear. As we worked through this, it kind of stuck out. You know, there was a lot of people who didn't believe in us, but then there were great people who helped us out along the way. So the quote that she said, there will be people in your life that will tell you not to dream too big because they are haters and they don't want any more for you than they think you should deserve. Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. So just everyone out there, as you dream, keep dreaming big and reach those goals.
So today we've got, well, what do we have on the actual podcast? We haven't gotten to that yet.
So we have some interviews from two people that live in Illinois. So I got to go out to hear about the college, Northern Illinois University. And Quentin Clay, he's a director of admissions. He's going to talk about the in-state tuition that our students in California can receive. And it's actually cheaper for our students to go out there, and they're guaranteed housing and their classes because it's not impacted like it is as much in California. As we know, there's so many students out here that are trying to get into UCs and Cal States. And then with the housing, it's also impacted. So he talks about a little bit about that. And then Beth Array, she was just inducted into the Hall of Fame from her college. She gives some tips for school counselors, and she's spoken at our Riverside County conferences for RCEC.
So we've got that. But before we've got that, we have all the stuff that we talked about. We have the audio from the radio station that they played for us on day of College Signing Day at UCLA. And then we've got the audio from College Signing Day from our two students that'll be just before the Illinois podcast. So anything else we got going on?
No, it's the end of the school year. We got senior awards coming up, graduation, and then we're going to take about a month off. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in July.
Okay. So enjoy what we got this month, and we'll see you in the summertime.
The Buzz with Evelyn DeRivas on 99.1 KGGI.
There you go.
That is so funny. Thank you for all your guys' calls.
Don't judge a 2x cover.
It's true. Into the Buzz brought to you by Subway Restaurant Sub of the Day. Each day, a different 6-inch sub for just $3.99. You know, today, we've been talking about it and be giving a lot of kudos to all the kids around the IE today, seniors that are making their big choices for college. Today is college signing day, and a lot of seniors are really making those. It's a big decision today.
Yeah.
A lot, hundreds actually, are headed off to see Michelle Obama. They had been actually with the Retire Riverside initiative. They've been trying really hard to get Michelle Obama to come here. Instead, she personally invited them to go see her at UCLA. And Garrison, you got a chance to go out there and talk to a lot of the students and the faculty. We got a chance to talk to Manny Carrasco from Norda Vista High School, who's real excited this morning.
Honestly, I feel so honored. Just the fact that I get to see Michelle Obama and like the great work she's done with today's youth, you know, in improving nutrition and encouraging students to reach higher and to go to college, and the fact that I get to see her in like one of the most prestigious universities in the country is indescribable. I just feel so grateful to be able to attend. Of course, I want to give a shout out to my parents and Ms. Grijalva for making all this possible.
Nice.
So beautiful. That's your buzz, man. It's really good. I'm so proud of all these kids.
Super cool, man. Thanks for going out there, producer Garrison.
Yeah, no problem, man. Anytime.
740 on the IE's Hottest Hit Music, 99.1 KGGI. We want to know what's good in your hood. Our producer, Garrison, was out in Riverside at Norda Vista this morning.
Yeah, he was checking in with the kids as they were boarding buses headed to UCLA this morning for college signing day with Michelle Obama, and he was able to catch up with one of the counselors who put the whole thing together.
Let's go, Priscilla.
Hey, this is Priscilla Grijalva from Norda Vista High School. I'm a school counselor, and what's good in my hood is we're going to go see Michelle Obama at UCLA. The class of 2019 wrote 400 letters to Michelle Obama. They did videos. They did dances. They did a lot of work, so they have over 80% FAFSA completion. Over 80% of them have applied to college or enlisted in the military. And two of our students are going to be on stage with Michelle Obama. So shout out to Mark Corona and Raquel Guerrero.
Mark and Corona. Man, go knock it out, man.
Way to go, Retire Riverside. Man, this is all your hard work and dedication going in. I cannot wait to see big things come from all these students.
Good stuff. J-Lo tickets coming before 7:50. Come on.
And finally, really quick, because of Reach Higher Riverside, remember yesterday we were talking about the efforts that all these students got? Mm-hmm. They got to go out to UCLA. They got to go and see Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. Two of the students got a chance to go on stage with her. They met her. They hugged her.
Wow.
They made her IG story.
Yay.
We've got all the video, the pictures, and everything.
Great.
Exclusives right here because they sent them to me personally.
That's awesome.
So you guys can see these students.
Oh, she left us out?
Cheer for them. It's, we're a group effort,
I went
guys.
To the school.
I like that.
We're a group. I sent you there.
You said me
you
personally.
You want to keep going?
Oh, she got you there.
All right. Thank you. It's all up online on our blog, 99.1kggifm.com.
Who are going to join me up here on stage. You all come on out. We got a little more to do. Let's bring out my friends. They're coming. I love you guys.
Please welcome Don Cheadle, Sophia Bush, Lena Waithe, Elizabeth Banks, and Conan O'Brien.
Yes. Raquel, or as she's better known as Rocky Guerrero, is a senior at Norte Vista High School. She'll be going to Riverside City College to enroll in the law enforcement program. Y'all better be careful. And the paramedic program. Give it up.
In 5 years, I will be a paramedic working to help people live safe and healthy lives.
Mark Corona is a senior at Norte Vista High School, and he will be pursuing a career with the United States Marine Corps.
He is due to go to Marine Corps Recruit Depot San Diego to become a Marine in August of 2019.
Woohoo! Yeah, hurrah! In 5 years, I will be helping serve my family and my country with honor as a member of the United States Marine Corps.
Thank you, Mark. Lauren is completing some. Oh.
I want to say thank you to my school, Nora Vista High School, and to my counselors, Mr. Calva and Mr. Chavez, also for my Sergeant Walker. Thank you.
Reach higher in college signing day. Your first lady forever, Michelle Obama.
And then we're going to get back to the fun. But this is one of my favorite days of the year. Look, let me just put this all in perspective, because we started doing these celebrations 5 years ago. We started down in San Antonio, Texas. Back then, there were just a handful of events like these scattered throughout the country. But this spring, thanks to the support of Donors Choose and the College Football Playoff Foundation, we are going to have more than 3,000 signing day events all around the country. Together, we are going to celebrate more than 600,000 students in every state in this country, and I couldn't be more excited to be able to be here with all of you in LA. Oh. So it's my job to thank a few people. I want to thank everyone who made this day possible. That starts with everyone here at UCLA, through the University of California system, from UC San Diego to UC Merced, to UC Berkeley. You all, thank you for all of the support just to get this event going. But all of the events going on at, they're doing these events at 9 schools all during this week, and I want to thank them. Hey, babe. Okay, I also have to recognize a couple of other sponsors who made this day possible: Common App, McDonald's, and the ECMC Foundation. And I gotta thank my girl Lala Anthony and Lil Rel for hosting today. I love them both. To all the celebrities and all the athletes, let me tell you all, they all came here for you. No. They came here for you. We are here today for you. Stop. I want you all to take this in, because this is all about you. All these people on stage, They took time out of their days because they know you guys are the future. We know you guys put the hard work in, right? Look, I got a senior myself, and I watched her go through it. I feel so bad for y'all. But you all did the work. You filled out those applications. You finished all your classes, did all the assignments. And you applied, and you did it. You got into the colleges of your choice. You overcame so many hurdles. And I know that. So I know it must have felt special to get those acceptance letters. Didn't it feel good? And now you got your t-shirts from your schools and you're headed off to college. You guys are gonna do this. And I want you all to know, personally, you're about to make the best investment that you can possibly make. And that's true whether you're going to a trade school or to the military, or to a community college, or to a four-year university. Yes. In fact, if you notice, I'm wearing this shirt from Compton College today. Yep. Because I want to give community colleges a little extra love. Yep. Look, we are fortunate in this country to have an amazing community college system. And Compton College has, yes, Compton College, they have a great story to tell. The school fell on some tough times a few years ago, but they buckled down, they worked hard, and now they're back on their feet and providing an excellent, affordable education to thousands of students every year. So proud. And by doing that, they're showing once again that you just don't count out folks from Compton, right? You do not count Compton out. So, I thought that this shirt was fitting because I know, in all seriousness, that a lot of you have been counted out before. You know, maybe your parents didn't get to go to college. Maybe you were like me and somebody told you that you weren't college material. Or that maybe you were setting your sights too high, right? And let me tell you, if that happened to you, I want you to know what happened to me. When I was in high school, and I wanted to apply to the college of my choice, I had someone tell me that I shouldn't reach too high. You know, oh yeah. Yeah. They told me that I wanted too much for myself. I should dream a little smaller. And let me tell you, that will happen to you again and again and again. There will be people in your life who will tell you not to dream too big because they are haters. And they don't want any more for you than they think you should deserve. So in those moments, y'all, because they will happen, they've happened to me, they've happened to my husband, where people said, you don't belong, this isn't for you. So in those times, because they will come up, you have to ask yourselves whether you're going to believe the haters or whether you're going to believe the own truth of your story. Right? And why I'm here celebrating you all and I'm so proud of you is that I know that's what you all have done in order to be here today. You kept on reaching higher for yourselves and for your future. You've told all those doubters that they'd better make room, right? That's what this is all about, making people make room for you where you belong. And I want you to know that the road doesn't end today. Because once you get to college, you all, you have to apply those skills that you use to get you here. That same grit, that same resilience, that same commitment that makes you who you are. And when you run into those challenges, you all, because you will, I don't want you to be afraid of the challenge. We all run into that challenge. I want you to understand you do not do this alone. You know, I want you to know that when you run into trouble in school, you don't sit in your room alone. You go and ask for help. You go get a tutor. You find a counselor. You make those professors teach you. And I also want you to know when you get to college, you have to build a community for yourself. That's the only way you're going to make it. You do not sit alone in your dorm by yourself. I'm looking at you. You guys have to have a posse of support. The people who are going to keep lifting you up every day. When you get out there and get knocked down, you come back home, you got to have your friends and your communities. You find professors who will listen to you and support you. You don't do this alone. None of us does this alone. And that's why we put this day together, because we want you all to understand how many people have your back. You know, whether it's like right there every door or whether it's somebody like me who is holding you in my heart, because I know this is going to be challenging for you. And I know there will be times when you'll want to give up. But there are many ways to lead this life, and there's no one right way to do it. So if you stumble, because stumbling happens to all of us, I want you to get back up. It's not about not making mistakes. It's not about not failing. Anybody who has achieved anything has failed and failed again. It's not the failure. It's the ability to bounce back from that failure. That's what makes you a true champion. So I just want you to know that we have your backs, and we love you, and we are so excited about this day. We're excited for all that you're going to do in the future. You've heard people up here tell you that you are the future. People like me and Barack, we are stepping out of the way to allow you guys to take the lead. And in order to be those leaders, you got to be ready. You got to have knowledge. You have to have discipline. You have to have guts. And I know each and every one of you has that. You all, I am so proud of you. Please, please keep working hard and being the best individuals that you can be. Congratulations, you guys. I love you so much. I love you guys. I love you so much. I love you guys. You guys are special. You guys are gonna make this happen. I love you guys. Get it done. Get it done.
Everyone, I'm in DeKalb, Illinois, and I'm here to interview two special people. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Beth Airy, College and Career Coordinator at Evanston Township High School in Evanston, Illinois.
Hello, this is Quentin Clay, Director of Admission at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, Illinois.
So Beth was just inducted into the Lewis University Track Hall of Fame. Beth, can you give any tips to educators that want to help their students get track scholarships or any kind of NCAA scholarship?
Yes, I'm fortunate enough at Evanston Township High School to have access to a college-bound student athlete advisor whom I've trained and is funded by our athletic department. So we are very well resourced and very special that way. But I want to say that any educator can assist student athletes with their plans for participating in collegiate athletics through contact with coaches. And that's going to include emailing coaches early, understanding that they can't always respond to students, getting on unofficial visits encouraging them to engage with coaches on those unofficial visits, as well as sending schedules and stats regularly. We want to make sure that they have some guidance from you, educators, on how to write those emails and what that could look like so that it is polished and something that will be taken seriously. And we definitely want to make sure that our kids are following the eligibility guidelines and registering with the NCAA Eligibility Center early so that coaches can take a look at what they have to offer.
And I spent the whole day at Northern Illinois University. It's beautiful. I've never been out here. So I'm hoping some of our students will come out here for college. Quentin, can you share what some of the university requirements are to enter the university?
Yes. So for admissions, if a student has a 2.75 and a 990 on the SAT, they can be automatically admitted, or if they have a 2.5 and an 1140, they can be automatically admitted. We try to make the admission process extremely simple. So based on that GPA-SAT combination, you'll know if you're admitted or if you'll go under an additional review.
So one of the barriers is financial aid, and a lot of students that want to go out of state, it's hard for them to afford college. Can you share any tips for them?
Absolutely. So at NIU, we've maintained a flat rate tuition for 5 years consecutively, which means the tuition, the room, board, and fees have not increased at the institution. You know exactly what that cost is going to be your first year, and we've committed to maintaining that all the way through. In addition, recently, over the last year, we have moved to a single tuition rate, so out-of-state students actually have the same tuition rate as in-state students coming from the state of Illinois. In many instances, coming to NIU for students will actually be more affordable than paying the in-state rate at their home institution in their home state. The other thing to think about is there is a combination of financial aid and scholarship. And I always like to define it for families to know that financial aid is need-based and scholarship is merit-based. So based on what the student participates in, what their academic GPA and test score profile lands at, they actually can have a combination between merit scholarship and financial aid. And oftentimes, students and parents are just singling into the scholarship search. But you want to apply to NIU. You want to give the financial aid office an opportunity to put a complete package together with merit scholarship and financial aid. And that's where the students can compare that against the cost and see what the absolute fee is going to be. The other thing at NIU is there are cost savings related to the residence halls that they select. Based on the residence hall that you select, you can actually pay a lesser rate than just the sticker price that you see online. And then there's also things like additional credits that students can pursue. When a student is enrolled at NIU full-time, if you're taking 12 credit hours, which we consider to be a full-time student here, we're not charging additional tuition for credits above that. So for students getting an extra class or two in during a semester or over the course of the year or the summer, they can actually endure a cost savings by taking additional classes, which we won't charge, and that accelerates your graduation and reduces the amount of tuition that you'll actually pay to graduate from NIU.
Yeah, and I love that because, you know, that's one of our big barriers with our students, and I learned that you have a presidential scholarship, so I think kids should take advantage of that too. Beth, you've spoken in Riverside County at many conferences, so I'm sure people know you. Can you share some tips that you do with college and career at your school?
Yes, those have been some of my favorite moments out in Riverside County. I would say that starting early and being systematic about how it is that we approach students' plans. I do a summer leading into freshman year with some kids about the awareness piece of college and more so what it takes as a high school student to be prepared for the college application process, guarding understanding transcript, that course selection matters, that grades matter, that getting involved matters, etc. So that sets them off hopefully on the right foot to making good decisions as they're progressing through high school. But then I would say that from the College and Career Services perspective, we don't do a lot of programming for our freshmen and sophomores as much as we are doing career development with sophomores and then going into the college promotion evening events, etc., with our juniors and seniors. We do have a freshman and sophomore night. It's an introductory college night where we play the GPA game. And if you're not familiar with the GPA game, it is something that you can Google the step-by-step guides through NACAC. And it's a pretty good visual to show kids how they move throughout the admission process, the criteria that colleges are looking at when they're looking at applications. So that's always been a really successful one for us at that grade level. And then we bring amazing speakers to campus from colleges. Quentin has come and visited us several times to talk to our junior families about the college application process and how students are reviewed in that process. And then senior year, we actually provide not only application assistance, but we provide a ton of financial aid assistance. We actually have a staff member at least one day a week from the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which is our state agency that manages student loans and financial aid grants for the state. And they work with our families and make sure that our counselors are well-trained, et cetera, for that cycle. I would say that lastly, one of the most important financial aid things that we do is offer Understanding Your Financial Aid Award Letter Day, much like a FAFSA completion day. We bring in volunteers from colleges as well as our staff and sit down with families to help them articulate the differences between their financial aid award letters and ultimately what will help them make the best financial decisions. So that's some of the programs that we do.
Yeah, I love that you guys do that financial aid day. I think that's something we should adopt at our school. Quentin, a lot of students don't want to go out of state. They prefer to stay close to home, mainly because maybe their parents want them to work or they just don't want to leave the area. How can we help students with deciding with going out of state or staying in California?
Absolutely. It's a good thing to be introspective during the college search. Students and parents should have very thoughtful questions about that student, their motivations, some of the strategies in the approach that they would take wherever they go to school, whether it's in-state or further away or moderately far from their homes. It's important to be intentional, and that's my biggest thing. You have to have a plan when you're going on a college campus, whether it's a small school, large school, if it's down the street, or if it's a flight away. As long as you have a plan and you're pursuing your education with a strategy, you're advocating for yourself, you're seeking out resources, and you're communicating with your family often. You're sort of articulating your stress. Those are all things that a student will need to be successful, and the family can support the student as long as those things are implemented. I think it's also important to move away from the stereotype. If you are an introverted student, it doesn't mean that you won't be successful going away. You just have to have a strategy for what going away means for you. And if you're an extroverted student, it may not be the best thing for you to go away if there's some additional support and resources that you need where you might be better suited getting those resources closer to home. So just have a thoughtful conversation, be candid, realize all your options, and remember that as long as you have a thoughtful plan and strategy, you'll be successful wherever you go.
Yeah, I have to totally agree with that. I came from Texas to California, and I think the best thing is to get involved, and that helps you with adjusting when you go to college. So just trying to get involved in something, whether it's a club or a sport, it helps. For the end of our podcast, we like to share our Sunshine Spotlight. Can you each give me at least one thing that made you happy this week? We'll start with Beth.
So this is not typical of me, sadly, to think of my children. But this particular week, in fact, I enjoyed tremendously sitting at the counter, right, with my six-year-old, and she was learning how to do crossword puzzles, and it was like really fun and something that I think I'll remember for a long time, and I hope she does too.
Yeah, that's a good memory.
Absolutely. Actually, today, during this particular event at Northern Illinois University, I ran into an old mentor. I shouldn't say ran into. I had the opportunity to spend some time with the old mentor, and it just reminded me about the process of growing. You know, I, as a professional now, have experienced challenges. There were times where I was insecure and frightened and needed some support and needed to be pushed and challenged. And I'm glad that just by staying persistent and being open to life and the ups and downs that come with it, we all can achieve those goals that we have for ourselves. So, you know, in the moments of just seeing one familiar face from a long time ago, I just remembered that life is a journey. So I hope that students and parents and families can think about that too. Your life is a journey. You will get there. There are going to be opportunities, you know, where you experience success and failure, but all those are part of the journey, and just embrace what that is for you.
Yeah, that's great. I personally, I guess yesterday was my big moment. I was so excited for our students. We just found out some of them are going to go see Michelle Obama at UCLA for signing day, and just seeing those kids so happy, knowing they're going to see her and Usher and Eva Longoria. It was a big deal to them yesterday, and KGGI Radio 99.1, they're a big Riverside radio. They came out and supported them and play music for them and dance with them. So I'm just grateful for our community and all the people that tried to help our kids to see her. So if you guys could say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at @RHRiverside You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.